JP Morgan becomes the latest to roll out invasive point-of-sale biometric payment plan, following Visa, MasterCard and Amazon. While Americans get increasingly hypnotized by 2024 election coverage, where all they're hearing about is the theatrics surrounding Donald Trump, the globalists and technocrats are moving rapidly to install a new global economic order that will outmaneuver the political system and enslave humanity. Trump is the perfect polarizing figure to distract Americans at this key moment in history. Keep your gaze on him and you're guaranteed to miss the bigger picture. This has to do with the fast-approaching beast system, which is marching us toward World War III and economic slavery through cashless payment systems, 24/7 biometric surveillance and even death. Yes, World War III and mRNA injections will provide the global culling of human populations that Bill Gates, Henry Kissinger, the Rockefellers and other powerful interests have been advocating for decades. With that background, let's get to the main point of this article. Cashless electronic payment systems that feed on your personal biometric data. Last week we learned that the restaurant chain Panera Bread is rolling out a new biometric payment option offered by Amazon where customers have their palms scanned with no cash or credit cards necessary. Now JP Morgan has announced it's also rolling out a new biometric payment system with plans to make it available to all the retail businesses it deals with. The Wine Press reports, after a month of banking turmoil around the world, the American megabank JP Morgan announced earlier this week the launch of a pilot program for a new facial recognition payment platform, which they plan to franchise to other banks and businesses to use. Other credit card companies have introduced similar type of payment systems, such as Visa's contactless payment and facial recognition system for last year's FIFA World Cup in Qatar, or MasterCard's Smile to Pay feature. On its website, Visa invites us to learn how to tap to pay. With its contactless payment systems, Apple has offered biometric logins for its cell phones for several years, and now you can just point your phone or your Apple Watch to some of these systems and, bingo, you're ready to check out. You can see on its website the long list of retail participants in Visa's contactless system, including McDonald's, Aldi, Costco, CVS Pharmacy, 7-Eleven, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, OfficeMax, Whole Foods, etc. Visa explains its system as follows. Contactless payments are transactions made by tapping either a contactless card or payment-enabled mobile or wearable device over a contactless-enabled payment terminal. Cards, phones, watches, and other devices use the same contactless technology. When you tap to pay, checkout is secure and convenient. Every time corporate America rolls out a new technological advancement, the selling point is always the same. It's always more safe, secure, and convenient. JP Morgan expounded on its new contactless payment system in a March 23 press release. JP Morgan will begin piloting biometrics-based payments with select retailers in the U.S. This is the first pilot solution to launch from JP Morgan Payments' new commerce solutions suite of products, dedicated to helping merchants adapt to the rapidly evolving payments landscape. Its biometrics-based payment pilot includes palm and face identification for payments authentication in store and works on an enroll capture authenticate pay basis. Global biometric payments are expected to reach $5.8 trillion and 3B users by 2026, according to Good Intelligence. JP Morgan Payments biometrics pilot offering should allow for fast, secure and simple checkout experiences for its merchants' customers, delivering a modern payments experience to enhance customer loyalty. As the leading global merchant acquirer, JP Morgan Payments is uniquely positioned to enable this solution to meet shopper expectations without compromising security and reliability. Jean-Marc Tienpont, head of Omnichannel Solutions for JP Morgan Payments stated, "At its heart, biometrics-based payments empowers our merchant clients to deliver a better customer payment experience. We are a trusted payments provider and financial institution worldwide, and fully equipped to manage the highly secure identification points that power biometrics solutions. The evolution of consumer technology has created new expectations for shoppers, and merchants need to be ready to adapt to these new expectations." Ah yes, you can read between the lines of that statement and hear what he's really saying. Get ready to adapt, you peasants. Because the cashless society is here whether you like it or not. JP Morgan will run its first pilot programs with brick-and-mortar stores in the US, and potentially including the Formula One Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix, which is planning to be the first Formula One race to pilot biometrics-based payments to provide guests with a faster checkout experience. If the pilot program is successful, then a wider rollout will be launched for U.S. merchant clients in 2024, JP Morgan said. Beware of these contactless payment systems. The globalists not only want to remove the cash from your wallet, they also want to remove the credit cards, debit cards, and eventually even your cell phone from your pocket. As WEF advisor Yuval Noah Harari has already warned us, the next stage in the global technocracy movement is for 24/7 surveillance tools to go under the skin. I'm old enough to remember when debit cards were controversial and now we're scanning people's body parts as a mode of payment. This is just part of the long-planned, incremental evolution toward the full-on cashless society that, conspiracy theorists, have been warning about since at least the 1980s. They were not wrong, they were just ahead of their time. The way to defeat this beast, or at least slow it down, is not politically through human messiah figures, but personally through our own human agency. We must resolve to never comply with these systems. Do you hear any political candidate talking about the dark side of digital? Do you hear any of them talking about the privacy-destroying smart city technology that is being installed in cities worldwide? Do you hear any discussing the dangers of digital vaccine passports, which were endorsed by the G20 nations at the end of last year? No, I don't either. And that includes Trump. We will never vote our way out of this system, not by electing Trump or DeSantis or anyone else. We already tried that messiah thing, remember? Voting is good, but voting only represents a very small portion of our civic duty, and we must not let ourselves be consumed by the theater that surrounds the elections process, especially presidential elections. Instead, I would posit that we must, as individuals, decide now whose kingdom we wish to be a part of. We can stay inside the worldly beast system, enjoying its temporary safety, security, and conveniences, only to pay the piper later by going down with this corrupt system when it meets its inevitable demise. Or, we can opt out of the system, a decision that will at some point invite the wrath of the world system, which is operated by Luciferian globalist predators. These predators cannot accept that some people just want to be left alone, living free and independent of their transhumanist technologies and dehumanizing pharmaceutical products. By making our stand against these global predators now, we send them a message that they won't rule over us, they won't subjugate us, at least not by enticing us to willingly walk into our own captivity. Just say no to biometric payments, digital payment apps, electric cars, wearable tech, smart cities, mRNA injections, lab-grown meat, and all the rest of the deceitful illusions that make up the Matrix. LeoHoman.com is 100% independent and reader-supported, meaning I rely on donations from you to keep going with full-time research and analysis. I realize times are tough, but donations are way down this year, and if enough readers chipped in even a small amount, it would put us back on sound footing for the rest of the year. You may send donations via snail mail, C.O. Leo Homan, P.O. Box 291, Noonan, Georgia, 30264, or electronically through GiveSend. Go below. Thank you in advance for contributing to our spring fundraising drive. Source: Leo Homan,